10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio. And here's your host, Susan Wacky.
Our inner voice tells us when we need to have a conversation with someone, comfortable or not, and then our fear steps in. We put the conversation off, and the consequences of no action impacts everyone involved. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. You can also stream our show live on the web at aginginforadio.com. Just scroll down and click that Listen Live button. Without being open and honest conversations, not much will happen, and we need to
tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide.
Only if we would or could tell it like it is and hear it like it is, too. A conversation that, if it took place, could make a world of difference for everyone involved, especially our aging loved ones. I have two extraordinary expert guests with me today from Brookdale Senior Living Solutions. We're going to talk about having those tough conversations and so much more. Sarah Terry is the Vice President of Customer Experience. She has been serving older adults and those that support them for over 30 years. And Carol Cummings, she's a Senior Director of Optimum Life Engagement, who is a nationally recognized expert on senior health and well-being. Welcome, Sarah and Carol, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you so much for having us.
We're really excited to be here with you, Sue.
I'm excited to learn from you. I learn from all my guests. And, you know, as I started out, you know, some of the most difficult conversations in life end up, if you are willing to really go for it, end up, you know, having the greatest impact. And I'm sure you see this working in the aging and elder care industry. Carol, I think you may see that many people are afraid to actually start the conversation. What do you see?
I definitely agree. People are afraid to start the conversation. And, you know, there are probably a lot of reasons for that. But here's what I would say about it. You have to think about it as a gift that you give to your parents or your loved one to have this conversation early and to ask them so that you understand what it is that they want as they get older. What kind of things would they want if they're not able to live in their own home anymore or if they needed some assistance? It's so much better if we can have it before we're in a crisis.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, continuing the conversation, too, because I know with all conversations, you know, timing, I always call it synchronicity. It's everything. You know, there's a time and place to do it, and there's a way to do it. And, you know, as I said, hear it like it is, too. A lot of times, what do you see here, Sarah, with, you know, our seniors being heard, especially if they have a, you know, a lot of children, because the families of the boomers were pretty large.
Right, exactly. I will expand on what Carol said. And I think in that empowerment of older adults, because the natural tendency is to want to take care and to help. And we see every day that the more we can empower the older adult, it helps the children along as well. And it's not just one conversation. It's having multiple conversations over a period of time. And as Carol said, it truly is a gift if you start that conversation early. The most challenging situations we see are when it's in a crisis situation. Mm-hmm. Because then everybody's in their, people love to hear me say this, in their stress profile. Mm-hmm. And people don't do well when they're in their stress profiles. And that goes for experts as well as family members, which Carol and I have both been, you know, adult daughters caring for both of our aging parents in the past. So we speak not just as senior living experts, but we speak as adult daughters of aging parents.
Yeah, the emotions are a little bit higher when you're under the chaos of, you know, a crisis.
That's right. That's right. And family dynamics exist prior to your parents aging. So having those conversations and getting, as you mentioned, siblings kind of on the same page or who's going to play what role is really important, because in families, Carol has a very large family. Mm-hmm. And and I had no siblings left by the time my parents were both aging. And so both situations are unique. You can feel like you're the only person standing, or you can feel like you've got a team of people that if roles aren't defined and how decisions are going to be made, you can really get into some challenging conflicts.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, with all the siblings, because I think people forget to say, you know, what do you like to do? What are you best at? Mm-hmm. With the siblings. And, you know, I don't really think parents want to see their family fall apart with the care that they need.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And it's a matter of time, of what people have the time to do, all the siblings. What are they good at? How can they leverage their skills? And then what's the conflict resolution plan if there is a conflict? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do to resolve it?
Well, Brookdale Senior Living Solutions for all the places life can go, right? That's exactly your tagline, which says a whole lot just with families because there's so much diversity,
well,
I would think.
I think a lot of it is just about communication. I did a session the other day about the male caregiver, and we got into talking a lot about the differences in communication. And so many people said, well, I wish my brothers would have done this, or I wish my sister would do that, but they never asked them. Mm-hmm. And they don't sit down together as a family and say, okay, guys, this is what we're dealing with. Let's talk about who's best at doing what. So it's all about communication.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, in the middle of a chaotic time, if they wait till the crisis hits, you really don't, you know, everybody's coming from a totally different place.
Well, in the crisis situation, which is what we all want to avoid personally and professionally, it tends to be what's wrong at the time, what's the quickest thing we can do to fix the situation. If we go to an acute care situation, everybody, you know, it spins everybody around, including the older adult. So we want to avoid that at all costs. So that's where Carol's saying the conversation and having multiple conversations and defining those roles are really important.
You know, one of the things I do believe with conversations, too, that there is a natural ability, especially if people are very extrovert, that they're not comfortable with silence. Mm-hmm. So the introvert people have no problem with that. But the extroverts, they want to fill that up and just keep talking, and then the listening goes away. I mean, you must see this,
Carol,
with families.
You should tell her about listen and silent.
Yes. Did you know that this listen and silent both contain the same letters?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard that before.
Yeah, and that's, you know, really good to your point that it, when we're listening, and we talk about this at Brookdale, we want to listen, we want to understand, we want to partner together, and that's really important with our parents. We're not going to come in and make the decision for them. We're partnering, but the listening does require silence, and silence is okay.
Yeah. Get comfortable with the silence. I'm here with Brookdale Senior Living Solutions, and their website is brookdalechicago.com. Their phone number is 866-712-3182. That's 866-712-3182. Well, let's talk a little bit more about some of the tips to really ease into the conversation, because I think the beginning stages of anything can be the most difficult. What do you see?
I think, you want to go ahead, Carol? I think the timing of starting the initial conversation is really important. If there's other stressors that are going on, I think look at that as a family and say, when's the right time to talk about this? Probably not during a birthday celebration. You know, it should be a good, calm time, a conversation that starts. And say that this is going to be part of an ongoing conversation because it is a gift we want to give to you, mom and dad, or mom or dad or grandfather or grandmother, whoever you're supporting. Really to understand, as Carol mentioned, to listen, to understand to what they really want to do and empower them. Because naturally, as we age, we may feel loss, typically a lot of loss of control. So the more the older adult can be reassured that they're going to be empowered and in control of this, the better off it's going to be. I was telling Carol the other day a story of my mother when I was partnering with her, which I have a hard time being silent sometimes. And I clearly tipped over into being too much. And she looked at me one day and said, "Okay, mother," and gave me a very stern look. And I knew that I had tipped over into the role reversal. Mm-hmm. And that's not where you want to go. You want to have it be a partnership and be really good for you as well as your aging parent.
I think, too, compassion and respect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, those two things matter so much. And if you put yourself in their shoes, You know, people, when they're aging, there's fear there. Mm-hmm. It shows up. There's uncertainty. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no, they don't know where their health is going, or they may have withheld, you know, from their children things. You're shaking your head, Carol. You see this.
Well, we do see it. And we often see that perhaps there's some early dementia happening and it's maybe being covered up by the spouse. My sister-in-law just talked to me about this recently. Her father had a heart attack, and when he went into the hospital, they realized that there was more dementia than they realized. And now they're in a discussion with their parents about, guys, I think we need to start looking around for some other solution. So that was a trigger for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, here's what Brookdale Senior Living tells it like it is. We're all aging, but that should never keep us from living. What a great truth that is. I'm here with Carol and Sarah. And coming up next, we have so much more to talk about the conversations. This is Aging Info Radio, and we'll be right back.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services, from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Anna and Aaron here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company.
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program.
We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables.
Meals are sodium-restricted, low cholesterol, low fat.
Whether you're wanting to lose weight, have heart disease, or diabetes,
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer.
Delivery available nationwide.
It's your life, your health. Take control.
Call now, 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit Seattle Sutton.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, welcome back to Aging Info Radio. We are talking about having tough conversations today with our aging loved ones. My guests, Sarah Terry and Carol Cummings from Brookdale Senior Living Solutions. Their website is brookdalechicago.com. Please call them at 866-712-3182. And I say that with a lot of confidence because they are a solution-focused company. And if you're just in the beginning stages of having these conversations, you can get a whole lot of information from Brookdale Senior Living. Well, Carol, you know, we were talking about timing. And also, I mentioned fear and really, you know, people hiding or seniors hiding, you know, maybe health conditions. And you're telling us a story, and I'd like you to continue that.
Okay, well, yeah. So the story, I think, is somewhat of a typical one that we might see in that the parents, dad has a little bit of dementia going on, but he's still functioning okay at home. Mom's real active and busy in her community. There are three kids involved, and all the kids are at a little bit of a different place. The sons feel, you know, we want mom to move and dad to move closer to us. They would feel more secure. The daughter, she's not as sure. Dad probably really would benefit from being in a community, but mom's not ready. She's still socializing and going to her book club. And so I think it's important for us to be okay with everybody's at a little different state of readiness and to understand that. But what I said to my sister-in-law, she was seeking some advice from me was, I think a lot of people wait too long, and I've had so many residents mm-hmm. say that to me. I wish we mm-hmm. would have done this sooner, because her father is becoming more socially isolated, and that's a real danger sign, and we can mm-hmm. talk more about that a little later. But so it's important to know everyone's at a different state of readiness. However, we need to keep moving with this. We need to keep having conversations about it, mm-hmm. and so everybody can move forward.
Yeah, don't get stagnant with it or just kind of tuck it away. It's not going away.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's right. And we often hear after a new resident has moved to one of our communities, I wish I would have done this sooner. The adult daughter goes back to being the daughter mm-hmm. again. And the resident, sometimes even their family will say they've come back to life. And the resident will say, I wish I would have done this sooner. I really was not realizing how socially isolated I had become, and now I'm active and enjoying this time in my life. I'm aging well.
You know, one of the misconceptions of many, and there mm-hmm. are many in the aging and elder care industry, but one of the biggest misconceptions is really about senior living. I mean, people don't, I mean, what Brookdale Senior Living does, and you're mm-hmm. a solution-focused company, is huge. It is huge for the boomers and the generations that are aging. I mean, it is the boomers that will be caring for their aging loved ones. And what you do to really eliminate a lot of that confusion is you guys are really on a very, very great path. But let's talk about some yeah. of the misconceptions, Sarah, because I'm sure you're very familiar with them.
Well, I am. I started in this industry, and I put that in quotes, 36 years ago. And I started at a community that was then called Attic Angels. So if you think about that and the perception of aging, 1979, Madison, Wisconsin, the name of the community was Attic Angels. It was anything but that inside. It was a wonderful, warm, engaged, vibrant community. But the name at that time was Attic Angels. You think about that. That reinforced the misconception of aging as a whole, as well mm-hmm. as senior living. You know, people think it's a single room with a light bulb and a ward in an old skilled nursing community. There's a lot of misconceptions, misperceptions about what senior living is. I often say all of our communities have apartment-style living, restaurant-style dining, programming, events, you know, opportunities for everybody to engage and really live well in our communities. And we see that every day. We hear it from the voices of our residents. I'm busier now than I ever was. I've had the opportunity to learn new things. The other misconception of aging is that people don't learn new things. That couldn't be further from the truth. You know, we have currently 60,000 residents who learn new things every single day. And so I think that really that misconception, misperception of aging as well as senior living is getting shattered. And I think the boomers will play a large role in that. We will be the voice mm-hmm. That the greatest generation is not, you know, the voice of that so much. But we will be the voice that will redefine and reestablish what senior living and senior options and senior solutions really are.
Like I say, there's so many boomers. If you combine mm-hmm. the greatest generation and the post-war silent generation, there's
yes.
only 58 million of them total. Those two?
Yes.
We have 78 million baby boomers.
That's right.
I believe that we will be in line for the communities because we get our meals, the laundry, the activities. I mean, will there be enough communities?
Right. Exactly.
And people will also have been educated on, you know, what goes on in a community. And you see so many residents come in mm-hmm. and then a month or two down the road.
That's right.
They're a totally different person.
Whether nutrition is usually restored, that whole piece of social engagement, which we'll talk about more later. People underestimate the power of social connections. And it's, you know, there's a lot of research that shows the power of social connections can have on not just us, but older adults as well.
So. Well, staying active, you know, I have a 4 G's. You got to get up, get dressed, get out, and get going to be connected with people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, isolation is a huge risk factor.
It truly is. It's actually an independent risk factor, much like smoking, you know, inactivity for many, many health conditions, including dementia.
Yeah. I mean, all that, you know, just being alone, it does not support longevity. It just does not. Now, when you talk to families, you are, Brookdale Senior Living, as I've said, is a solution-focused company. And when you sit down with families and you do move them forward, I'm sure the end result, the siblings probably understand and get along a whole lot better a couple months into the transition. Do you see this?
Oh, completely. And I had this situation with my own family. My mom lived in a Brookdale community. And as Sarah said earlier, there are eight of us. And my mom was living with one of our siblings, but that wasn't working well, and we needed to find another solution. And so there was angst. Some of us thought mom should stop driving. Some of us weren't in favor of that. There were a lot of different opinions. A lot of people have opinions in a big family. And so we went through a volatile time. But after we found the right place for her, after she had moved in, it was wonderful. I mean, everybody was happy. Everybody was moving in the same direction, showing up, visiting her there, and really got into a rhythm of life. And it was wonderful.
And they saw that she was happy.
Exactly.
And I mean, that's really what everybody wants. Although to align, you know, eight siblings on the same page with that transition is a big task.
Right.
So what exactly do you, when you say you're solution focused, give me, let's elaborate on this a little bit as far as of Brookdale.
Well, what we do is take every case individually. So sit with a family, with a potential resident and their family, and talk about what's going on. And we do that through really listening, that whole listen, understanding, and then partnering with them. And with other solutions that we have. In some cases, that may be a community. In some cases, it may not be, or it may not be our community. And I think that's important for us to say, is that we want to find the right solution for every person, for every family. But we do that through listening, understanding, partnering, coming up with a solution. And ultimately, the goal is to enrich the senior's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's such a great point, Carol. Our mission statement is enriching the lives of those we serve with compassion, respect, excellence, and integrity. And integrity comes in where we really listen to truly understand. And our community may be the perfect solution. It may be another community. It may be that we provide some supportive home services. Whatever the solution works for that prospective resident and their family at that time, that's really our true mission. And that's a differentiator for us.
And to really go with the timing of everything.
That's
like you said, you know, it may not be the exact time for the family to come to terms with it, but at least they're in conversation. I'm sure you move that forward, just the family dynamic of having the conversations.
Right. Absolutely.
Definitely. And then, you know, sometimes there'll be a transition period where the person will get involved in things that are going on in the community and spend time there before they make the final decision to move in and enjoy their life there permanently.
See, I see it as like going back to college. I mean, living in a community, there's so much going on. There's so many activities, so many choices. Great. That's another area, you know, nutrition. I mean, if you're, if people don't eat right, it's definitely going to affect their health, and that's where they decline. I'm here with Sarah and Carol from Brookdale Senior Living Solutions at 866-712-3182. Coming up next, we're going to talk more about Brookdale and all the many things that they offer. And boy, do they offer a lot. This is Aging Info Radio. And we'll be right back.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet insurance for dogs and cats. Healthy Paws provides comprehensive coverage for accidents and illnesses, unlimited benefit with no caps, and affordable premiums. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws Pet link at agingradio.com. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is about the same as a cup of coffee a day. So well worth it. Right, Daisy?
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Get ready to chart the course and set sail at the 19th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, fun activities, and fabulous entertainment on the Lido deck, there's going to be something for everyone. Make your plans now to be at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace on August 26th and 27th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. Don't miss the boat. See you there.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burr Ridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burr Ridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit emeritus.com. Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, once you are over the hill, you pick up speed. Well, I'm here with Sarah Terry and Carol Cummings, and now I have Jennifer Pisciatello, who is a regional sales and marketing manager at Brookdale, joining us. And we are talking about Brookdale Senior Living and all the great things that go on in the community. And they actually believe growing older doesn't mean the option for living has to shrink, and that is so true and well said. Now, Carol, I have to ask you, you're the Senior Director of Optimum Life Engagement. And I know that that is all based around wellness. So let's talk about Optimum Life.
Okay, Sue. So Optimum Life is our philosophy of wellness or well-being at Brookdale. And it's based on six dimensions of wellness. So we like to try to use the acronym PEPSI with two S's to remember them: physical, emotional, purposeful, social, spiritual, and intellectual. And there's a lot of research behind all of these dimensions, powerful stuff, to help us understand how important they are for wellness. Particularly, I would say the top two really are social and physical. There's so much research around the social dimension and its importance, and we've touched on that a little bit, but when people become isolated at home, that is a huge, huge risk factor. As a matter of fact, the research tells us it's a more important risk factor than smoking or other chronic health conditions. So it's really a big red flag if somebody's isolated at home. So that's one of the big things that we really try to carefully design opportunities for people to have social interaction, not just to be in a building with a lot of other people, but to be interacting meaningfully with others. Mm-hmm. Is very important. The other one, physical, there's so much research behind exercise and how anti-aging it is, literally mm-hmm. at the cellular level. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that's been shown to be anti-aging. And it does not matter how old you are and it doesn't matter how frail you are, you can benefit from exercise. And then all those other dimensions. So what we really do is use those as the basis for everything that we do. And everyone in our communities is trained on that, to understand the importance of whole person wellness.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. Well, the social connections, I'm sure, Sarah, you see this with the social connections and really what, you know, people move in and they're a completely different person in a very short period of time. Do you see this?
Absolutely. Actually, one of our residents that participates in our resident forum here in Chicago told me a few weeks ago, she said, I moved in for the socialization of this community. I really didn't have too many needs that I perceived. I moved in because my family was so concerned about my social isolation. And now she said, I should be paying you to live here. And she's like, wait a second, I do. But she wasn't even thinking about it in that way. She was thinking like she's so engaged and her life is so fulfilling now that she should be paying us to live in our community. And it was just a natural thing that she said, and we all laughed, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just great what goes on there. I mean, even what's going on in July, Jennifer, at the Brookdales, there's a lot of activities and a lot of events. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at these, I'm thinking, yes, the boomers will be in line. Absolutely.
That's right, Sue. We do. We have events at every single one of our Brookdale communities here starting next week in July. There's an event for a variety of the different six dimensions that Carol was just talking about, whether you're coming to a wellness program or an old country fair, or even we have a putt-putt golf outing at one of our communities as well. So, you know, that number that you referred to, the 800 number, you can call that number and find out what community you'd like to go to and attend an event and see it all firsthand.
That number is 866-712-3182, or go to brookdalechicago.com. I mean, when somebody contacts that number and say they want to come in and meet with you, Jennifer, or with somebody at one of your communities, I mean, how does it work?
Well, they'll be able to schedule an appointment when they make that call for any one of the communities, and they'll meet with another sales associate who would be able to walk through that process that Carol was referring to, where we're going to listen and understand what's going on and help them see what solutions that we might be able to offer within our Brookdale communities or even outside our communities if that's the case. And that's exactly how it goes. It's a very comfortable conversation and visit to the community, and a really great experience is the outcome for most that come. It's really a great opportunity.
And do you offer respite?
We do. We offer respite stays, which can work in a short-term or long-term situation based on the availability at any one of our given communities. It's a great opportunity to really experience the community firsthand and for a longer period of time rather than just for an afternoon visit.
Yeah.
And certainly we also go to people's homes if the timing is off and everybody's at various stages of readiness. Certainly a visit to a home, a family home, or the prospective resident's home, we will go and visit the home first if that's what the family is really looking for.
Yes, so, absolutely. Yes. I mean, all this sounds so great. We're going to find out more about Brookdale Senior Living coming up next. And like I said, they believe growing older doesn't mean options for living have to shrink. Not at all. That is so true and so well said, all at Brookdale Senior Living. This is Aging Info Radio. And stay right there. We'll be right back.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Suwacki.
Yes, I'm here with Sarah, Jennifer, and Carol, all from Brookdale Senior Living. And their website is brookdalechicago.com. You can get in touch with Brookdale at 866-712-3182. And I just can't say enough about these communities. They are solution-focused communities. They will definitely help you and move conversations forward. Now, I'm sure that a lot goes on there. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about the misconceptions. But, I mean, there's so many great things that go on at the Brookdale communities. And Carol, I think, would you like to elaborate a little bit on that? Because you have a very interesting background.
Well, yeah, I'm a nurse by background. And so I really am passionate about understanding the power of well-being on the overall health of a person. One of the things I think I want to say, Sue, is I think one of the biggest fears that people have in coming into a community and leaving their home is that they're going to lose their independence. And nothing could be further from the truth. As a matter of fact, people actually become more independent as they move into a community and have those few needs met that perhaps they were struggling with at home. So whether that's cooking, shopping, whatever it may be, they really can flourish and become more independent.
Yeah, well, I think that they expand themselves just by being in group social settings.
For sure. The mm-hmm. social is a huge piece. And the supportive services also help with that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And you also offer, Sarah, there's something, senior wishes. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. So as Carol mentioned, our philosophy of wellness and well-being is called Optimum Life. And part of that is to change those misconceptions and misperceptions of aging that I spoke about earlier. So in 2010, we formed an exclusive partnership with SeniorWish.org, a Colorado-based nonprofit formed by Jeremy Bloom, the former Olympian, NFL star, and now tech CEO at Integrate. And the reason we did that is that we saw the power of granting a wish had on our older adults. We have granted over 600 wishes in partnership with SeniorWish.org, Wish of a Lifetime. And we've granted wishes from returning veterans to Normandy to reconnecting, I think I was telling you earlier, three sisters over the age of mm-hmm. 100, 110, 104, 102, to riding in a hot air balloon, to navigating a C-130 in at an Air Force base, to seeing students again that they had taught years ago, to reconnecting loved ones, to finding, you know, their lost World War II veteran buddies. We grant a wish about every 3 days between Brookdale and Wish of a Lifetime, and we just see the impact that that has. And it also, through the PR and the public relations and messaging that we get from that, we hope and we are seeing an impact on changing that perception and experience of aging. So it's been a powerful partnership, and we're proud to be the founding sponsor for Wish of a Lifetime.
I just have to know, what is the most inspiring story you've heard or the wish you've heard that you know was followed through?
Yeah, I think it's either the returning Russell and Odile Taylor to Normandy to renew their vows. They had met during the war. He was an IBM executive. Mm-hmm. They renewed their vows in Normandy, and then he walked the beaches of Normandy to honor his lost comrades. And then the wish I was referring to with the 100-year-old, over 100-year-old sisters, 110, 104, 102. Carol actually went on that wish and supported those three sisters. And we got so many letters and so many, comments and web visits, and actually it ended up in People magazine telling the story. And so the impact, I think, is still felt. I got a letter from the daughter the other day of Ruth, and was just saying this is so impactful. The other thing we see is we do post-wish surveys, and the residents themselves report an increase in their quality of life and their experience. It's not scientific research. Mm-hmm. It's anecdotal survey, but it's meaningful because it's meaningful to them. And it doesn't only impact the resident that has the wish granted. It impacts their family, the community, the greater community. I often wonder if we interviewed some of these pilots that are involved in some of these wishes, what they would say about the impact that they've had in helping these dreams come true. It's good all around.
Oh, that's so great. And what do you see, Jennifer? I mean, I have so much respect for all three of you. The passion in the room, I can tell all of you love your jobs. What about you, Jennifer?
Oh, I just wanted to share a story about, you know, when a resident moves into a community, oftentimes the adult children are nervous. Maybe they've gotten into a routine of always checking in with mom at a certain time every day to make sure they're okay. And then they move into a community, and then we get the phone calls of, you know, I've been trying to reach my mom all morning, and I just haven't been able to find her. I'm very worried. I usually talk to her every day. And it's wonderful to be able to respond to her to say, you know what, I just saw her go from the living room over to the arts and crafts room, and then I think she signed up for a bus trip. She's going out to go shopping. And there, the relief on the other end of the phone is, oh my gosh, I never would have imagined my mom would have done that. And that speaks to what Sarah's talking about and what happens as they have this new leash on life. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful situation to be a part of.
Yeah, I'm sure you see a lot with the residents at the Brookdale Senior Living Communities and all the liveliness that comes about. And even, you know, one wish is granted, you said, or three wishes.
One wish about every 3 days. We have a little break during the holidays when residents don't want to travel or don't want to, you know, actively participate in a wish. But about one every 3 days we grant. We've done so since late 2010, early 2011. So,
yeah, as Brookdale Senior Living tells it like it is, we're all aging, but that should never keep us from living. I mean, that is such a great line, and that is so truthful. I'm here with Sarah, Carol, and Jennifer from Brookdale Senior Living. We have more to come. Coming up next, I'm going to get their words of wisdom for the day, and you can get in touch with Brookdale at 866-712-3182 or go to brookdalechicago.com. Stay right there. Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
Erin and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables. We do all the work for you, 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door. All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat. It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend. Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes, or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer. Delivery available nationwide. Lose weight and feel great. Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control. Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
who says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, this is Susan Wacky, and I'm here with Sarah Terry, Carol Cummings, and Jennifer Pisciatello from Brookdale Senior Living. And Carol, I would like your words of wisdom for the day.
Well, you know, Sue, as Sarah mentioned, I had the privilege of being with these three sisters who were over 100, and a lot of people wanted to know their secret to longevity. And they all said, and I actually have two words of wisdom, they all said, I'd rather wear out than rust out. Mm-hmm. But Ruth, this 104-year-old, said to me, and I have it on tape, she said, there's always room in your heart to love a new friend.
Oh, that's so great. Sarah, what about you?
So I'm going to share our family words of wisdom that has been in our family for a long time that came from one of our elders in our family. So this is a great one. Here's to you, here's from you, here's to you again. If you ever get a chance to do it, because you may never get a chance to do it again.
That's great.
And it embraces older adults aging well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those wishes. Yes, absolutely. And how about you, Jennifer?
I just want to encourage people to know that they're not alone, that there's always somebody at Brookdale that's willing to listen, understand, and partner with them through this process, and they don't need to do it alone. We're here.
Yes, through the aging journey. Well, I want to thank all three of you for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio. I am a huge advocate for Brookdale Senior Living, and you are really on the right track. Very progressive company with all the changes going on and actually being there for seniors and their families. So thank you both. Thank all of you for being on. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yep. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
And my paws pooch this week is Joplin, a 3-month-old male Australian Shepherd mix. One look at this puppy and you will be claiming him. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And of course, Joplin is waiting with his paws crossed for you to come and get him. Yes, Daisy Mae, that's Joplin. And if you're a pet owner, make sure that you check into Healthy Paws Pet Insurance at the AgingInfoRadio.com website. Go to the Healthy Paws logo, click on that. They have unlimited benefits. Yes, unlimited. No caps on any cost, which is rarely offered with the competitive rates. And once again, go to AgingInfoRadio.com, click on the Healthy Paws logo, and you will receive a 10% discount for the lifetime of your policy, all by going through AgingInfoRadio.com. And if you are in need of any resources or referrals in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry, we can help. Give us a call at 866-560-3965 or send us an email at info@aginginforadio.com. We will definitely help you or find someone that can refer you in the direction that you're looking for. And if you're caring for an aging loved one and you feel that you're a little overwhelmed, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care. They will care for your loved one just like they would be their own family member. Call Angie at 847-548-1330 or visit their website at partnersinseniorcare.com. Give yourself a break and try it out. They also offer a 4-hour respite care at 847-548-1330. And once again, a big thank you to Sarah Terry, Carol Cummings, and Jennifer Pisciatello, all from Brookdale Senior Living. And once again, their number is 866-712-3182. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old, be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue our conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, Tom, nice bike. When'd you get it?
Yesterday. My wife, she says I'm having a midlife crisis, but I told her I'm buying a lifestyle.